A local Black Lives Matter group disrupted the address as the mayor talked about an armored vehicle police will start using this summer.
John, and I will make this statement.
I'm sorry. You know, you knew you were going to come here tonight.
I'm talking
to the police in our community. Right. You can
talk your game about trying to stand up for people and not invoking violence, but you want to put a war machine on the streets.
Hamilton asked to proceed with his remarks, but 12 minutes of debate and shouting continued until recess was called. Police Chief Mike Dekoff, along with others, tried to convince the protesters to restore order and continue the address. But as Hamilton tried to start again, the protesters became louder and Hamilton had to adjourn.
We're not going to arrest anybody. I will publish these remarks so you can hear them all.
The protest was part of a Facebook event called Black Lives Matter Disrupts the State. It called to stop the ongoing militarization of local police departments. Black Lives Matter Bloomington organizer Vox Booker says sitting outside with signs isn't enough to catch the attention of public officials.
This disrupts that process. It's something that's near and dear to the mayor. He tends to like these speeches, and it creates that uncomfortability in people that is going to continue to have people have a dialogue.
Hamilton says he understands people have different views and it's appropriate to express them in the proper forum.
It's unfortunate that a large public meeting was hijacked by a few people with some electronic assistance, but we'll continue to do the good work.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Joe Wren.